Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Going to the air again. That pass is high. Oh, what a one-handed grab by Pearsall. And then he took a pop at the 30-yard line. There's a flag for that. Unbelievable catch.
Oh, number one set it up so nice, too. He knew he was going up with one hand the entire time. Little ball was a little high. One jumps up there and snags it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was from the Florida Radio Network. Go check that catch out if you can. One-handed grab against, I believe, Charlotte earlier last year. Let's welcome in Jennifer Lee Chan. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Jennifer, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry, it's a little windy right now. I'm going to get into my car, so it'll be a little quiet, but it might be a little noisy for about the next 15 seconds.
Okay, no problem at all.
It's windy outside. What the heck?
Yeah, I know it. Let me ask you this. I'll just start here. Were you surprised by the pick or not?
I was not surprised it was a wide receiver, but it was not a guy who was on my radar at all. But obviously, he was on the 49ers' radar. And after watching his highlights, you understand why. I mean, you just had that that play on where he had that one-handed catch against Charlotte, and wow, he gets popped by both two defenders, one on each side, still managed to keep the ball in his hands, and just like a tough, smart receiver, which is what they need.
Jennifer, I'm so conflicted because earlier this week there was whispers and rumors about maybe Ayuk gets traded. Now the same whispers are out there about Debo. Do you think this pick and the position signals that something's up and maybe Ayuk or Debo are not a 49er come Monday?
No, I don't think they trade either of them, especially after getting through the first round of the draft, because if they were going to accept a trade offer from anyone, I think it would have had to have included a top 10 or top 15 at least pick, because those two are two guys that have been, you know, you can tell that they've got such good production. They've, you know, historically been great for the offense, and you know, they're proven. You're not going to go and give away your proven receivers for a guy who's a second round pick. I just don't think it's going to happen. There's going to have to be incredible compensation, and in the second round of the draft, I just don't think any other team can do it. And I honestly never thought they were going to trade either of them. So I figured they would take a skill player in that first round, just because even though there was all that talk about offensive line, I think a skill player is what changes your game, and that's what you take as your first pick in the draft.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Yeah, I don't know why, but when I saw the pick, my first thought was, well, they're not moving Debo or Brandon Ayuk because there's no way they're going into what they still think is a championship window with a rookie wide receiver, like in their starting lineup. So I guess my question to you is, assuming those two guys are kept, how much playing time or what role do you realistically see for Ricky Pearsall?
I mean, I think they'll see how it goes. But, I mean, also, again, he's a smart wide receiver. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said that more than once, which means that his kind of development is going to be a little bit faster than we've seen from other wide receivers that they've picked in the draft. So I think he's going to be involved quickly. He's also a punt returner, kick returner. I know they brought back Trent Taylor, but losing, you know, guys who have done that in the past, that's a need. I mean, we saw what happened with Ronnie Bell. They thought that he was going to be the guy, and it didn't work out. So, you know, Rayer McLeod going to Atlanta. That was a void in the roster, and so they needed to make sure they had a guy who could do it. And Trent Taylor's on a one-year deal. Maybe if Ricky Pearsall doesn't get a whole lot of playing time this first year, he definitely will get it in the second year.
Jennifer, let me ask you this. The Niners pick with the 63rd pick in the second round about a few hours. Do you have a gauge of what position you think they'll go with that pick?
I think they go defense. I honestly think they go cornerback. I mean, you look at how many offensive players were picked in that first round. There's still a lot of talent on that, on the defensive side, that are available in the draft. I mean, so many guys that can fill in at nickel or at corner. I mean, we saw that was a definite need in last season's defense. You know, Diamante Lenore can play inside, but then they're vulnerable on the outside. So they really need to get a guy who can play the nickel position. Diamante Lenore's coverage skills are so good. I don't know why you would move him to the inside unless you really have to. So I think they're looking for a nickel. Leave Diamante Lenore, Charvarius Ward on the outside. And then looking ahead, both of those two cornerbacks are free agents coming in 2025.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. The one guy whose name I'd heard was Nate Wiggins, who went one selection above the Niners. Do you think he was somebody that they were interested in? And then let me just ask you, maybe you don't know this, but where did you see Pearsall in most of the mock drafts? What was the earliest you saw him on most of the mock drafts?
For Pearsall, I saw him kind of early day two. I think one of the things about the draft is that, you know, there's maybe 20 guys who are going to be instant starters that you look at when you are looking nationally. After that, you've got kind of guys who may be second round grades that teams are reaching for at the end of the first round. But I think he had a first round grade from the 49ers. I don't know for sure, but it seems like they were consensus. Definitely get this guy. So I think he's going to be a game changer. I think he's going to play and as a rookie, where we haven't seen that a lot from other rookie wide receivers. Oh, I can't say that. Rookie wide receivers. But I think when you look at the second round, I think that they're going to definitely go another skill position player, and I think it's going to be cornerback.
Jennifer, I have ad nauseum said that I thought Debo and Ayuk were, you know, just one of the top-tier tandems in regard to wide receivers all year long. So you tell me if this is fair. I'm no expert, but I thought the Niners lost the Super Bowl mainly because of protection, and that's why I thought the first-round pick would go to the offensive line. But do you think the Pearsall pick signals that maybe they think they need to get more explosive on the outside with Ayuk and Debo?
You know, Pearsall has that 4.41 speed, and Kyle Shanahan said last night, you know, he is enough of a threat speed-wise to get open on a go route. I mean, like, he's going to make sure that the offense gets spread out, which is something that they've been missing. Danny Gray is a guy who didn't pan out for them. He was hurt last year. I know they really wanted to open up the offense with that speed element, and they haven't been able to do it yet. I mean, not that Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk are slow, but that extra little bit of speed makes a big difference. So I think that can really help. And the 49ers haven't lined up three wide receivers that often, and this gives them the opportunity to do that, which makes their offense have another dimension.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall with the 31st pick in the draft. It's a wide receiver. How important do you think it is, assuming they're going to keep Ayuk and try to get him under contract, what becomes the priority now? Getting him under contract in a timely manner? Or do you expect this to be a kind of a Bosa situation?
I don't know if it necessarily gets to the Bosa situation, because you look at the wide receivers that are getting their contracts done. So that kind of sets the parameters on what they need to pay Brandon Ayuk. It's kind of what they did with Debo Samuel. Once the wide receiver contract started getting done for that year, there was a bump in how much they're getting paid this season with the cap going up. But I think when those wide receivers start getting their contract, now it sets up the 49ers to know what range to have to offer Brandon Ayuk. So I think the communication lines are obviously open. I thought that was a really funny exchange with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan last night, saying that Brandon Ayuk texted them right after they picked Ricky Pearsall, saying that it was a fire pick. So I think that also you know, it's a guy that Brandon Ayuk knows. I just don't think there's any animosity between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, and bringing in a guy that he knows and he likes, you know, I think that also indicates that they're, you know, it's going to be a good situation for all three wide receivers. I think it gives Brock Purdy a guy who, you know, another guy to throw to. And you know, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't show up for training camp because his deal isn't done yet, Ricky Pearsall is going to get a lot of reps. So that's going to help him also get adjusted to Brock Purdy. Now, I think that, you know, you look at Brandon Ayuk and where he is in comparison to, you know, every time they've done one of these big deals, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, I think it's going to happen about the same time, a little bit closer to training camp. I think that we go through the offseason program without, you know, him being signed, but he's going to show up to mandatory minicamp because he has to. He's under contract. I just think it's going to be done eventually, like they have done in the past.
Jennifer, I told Steiny, Detroit and all the fans there, they did a wonderful job, and I know there's more rounds, but if I were to ask you what stood out night one of the draft, well, how would you answer that?
The shock when Atlanta took Michael Penix.
Wow.
That was the big one. I mean, they just agreed to pay Kirk Cousins $180 million, and they take a quarterback in the top 10.
Wow.
That was just crazy. That was the shocker. I mean, you guys have been in the media room, but it's, you know, it's about 30 cubicles. There's no windows. We've got all the TVs on, and they made that pick, and the whole room was like, what? So I think that was the shocker of the first round, but I think everything else kind of went according to plan.
Let me ask you this, Bill, before I let you go, Jennifer, and we're joined by Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area. She covers the San Francisco 49ers. You know, the other day, your colleague Matt Maiocco started to ask John Lynch a question about Brandon Ayuk's agent maybe looking for a deal for him, and John cut him off and said, We're not going to do that, or, you know, we want Brandon here. Did you interpret that as a yes, though, in terms of they have given Brandon some permission to go sniff around?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. He just wanted to keep everything under wraps, which is the way John Lynch has operated since he took the role. And don't forget, John Lynch is friends with Brandon Ayuk's agent. They have known each other for quite some time. So I think, you know, it's an amicable relationship. I just don't think there's going to be any contention between the two parties. I think there's kind of this, like, hey, it's going to get done. We'll figure it out. It's just going to take, you know, figuring out those smaller details. And that's what happened with Debo Samuel. I mean, I think they had the numbers, but it was trying to figure out, you know, where it would all fall within the contract, the guarantees, injury outs, all that stuff, I think. I think, you know, it's the smaller details. I think the numbers are kind of in place. When you look at, you know, all the other wide receivers that have done deals, they know the range. It's just the smaller aspects of the contract that'll need to get figured out.
Jennifer, one little quick one here. What position on the O-line do you think needs the most attention?
Guard. Guard or center. It's got to be a guy who can play all three interior positions. Aaron Banks is a free agent next year. John Feliciano said this is his last ride. So you've got two guard positions that are going to need to be filled in 2025. I don't think Spencer Burford is long for this roster after what happened in the Super Bowl. And so I think they're going to look for a guy who's interior. I think they're actually set for this year. I know fans go nuts and they're like, why are they taking offensive line in this first round? But honestly, by the time they got to the 31st pick, there wasn't a guy who was worth them reaching for it, right? Mm-hmm. So all the high talent guys went in the first, you know, 10 to 15 picks. And then once you get to 31st, okay, then it's more worth it to get a wide receiver who's going to be able to change your game than an offensive tackle who may or may not be able to play this year. But they are going to, you know, continue to look forward. I expect them to take an offensive lineman at some point in this draft. Just not sure where it is. I don't think it's in the second round.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining
us.
Great info. Have a great rest of the weekend covering the NFL draft.
Thank you. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
All right. That's Jennifer Lee Chan. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area.
And she echoes, well, you're smiling, but she doesn't think a trade is coming.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570. Anything tickle your fancy regarding what Jennifer Lee Chan just talked about? She was very comprehensive about what she thought of the pick, what she thought they're going to do today. And she doesn't think Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel are going anywhere.
Yeah,
plain and simple.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think they'll be better for it as a team. But your question to her about Ayuk's agent when he kind of cut Mayoko off, Stoney, I thought she was going to answer the other way. She didn't. So we'll find out here today. And she is right. You know, she thinks that Ayuk, the value of Ayuk and Deebo were a first-round caliber, or if they were to trade today, you'd kind of be selling on the low end.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. If you like the pick, tell me why you like the pick. If you don't like the pick, tell me why you don't like the pick. She did not seem overly concerned about the offensive line.
Yeah. And Stein, if I asked you why did they lose the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people would be in the line of the O-line.
Yeah, and she also, you know, she said that there wasn't an offensive lineman worth it at 31. In other words, they didn't think that there was a big-time impact offensive lineman at 31. And if they couldn't get a blue chipper there, then they'll go for the best available player.
And she said cornerback tonight.
Yeah.
Secondary. So we'll see with the 63rd pick.
By the way, everybody's talking about what Atlanta did, drafting Michael Penix Jr.
Yes, man.
I mean, you guys are all missing the big picture here.
Which is?
You know what it all means, don't you?
Cousins coming off an Achilles injury.
Kirk Cousins still in play. He's still in play. Let's just put it that way.
No.
Yeah, he's just in play. That's all.
They just gave him 100 guaranteed.
But he's disgruntled now.
No,
he may want out.
No, you're for it. He's not.
He's confused.
He's going to be the starting quarterback.
We'll see.
And Purdy's about to get his bag.
For who?
For his current team.
For Atlanta.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
ATL.
I thought you meant for the Niners.
No. Your boy's about to get his bag. And they just gave him a new toy. Purdy. And they just gave him a new weapon. It's all good in the hood right now for Brock.
You know, as well as I know, that Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins is not happy right now.
Well, he loves him so much so that there hasn't been a reunion since their days. He was an OC in D.C.
Yeah. I'm just saying, keep an eye on Atlanta.
So the Niners have got, now I get it. They've got more explosive if this kid has the goods. Instead, they just brought in your guy from Michigan last year, and I don't know if year one was a fail.
Who?
Bail. So he had the chance to kind of make an impact in year one. But
what round was he picked in?
I want to say the second or third. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Pierce Evans says Cousins has 2 years, basically, and then they can move on to Penix. Yeah, he might be gone before then.
But what about the money you just gave him?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
You're going to end up having to pay Purdy more.
The world shook with that pick.
Like, you're going to have to pay Purdy more than Kirk Cousins. And so you acquire Kirk Cousins, and you're going to save money in the long run.
I'm rooting for Kirk. I don't hate him no more.
Yeah, I thought that was, Bell was late pick.
Yeah.
He's seventh rounder. Yeah. You can't expect a seventh rounder to come on and play for a Super Bowl.
And then you had Danny
Gray.
Remember his speed a couple years ago? He was supposed to be a burner. That Jennifer's right. That hasn't worked out.
Well, he might be a burner. He just might not be able to catch.
Or get on the field.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers draft. The first round pick last night, Ricky Pearsall, a wide receiver out of Florida. He did play a year with Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State, and they do know each other. And they've worked out together. They work out together.
So he meant that emoji. Fire pit.
That's what Jennifer said.
Yeah.
Suggested.
Ernie Chavez did too. He said, I don't understand emoji talk.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's anything. No, they know each other. They're apparently friends. Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk. So we'll see where it all goes. I want to hear this sound from Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall as a wide receiver.
I'll hear the word comp thrown out pretty much on draft scenarios. Can you give us a comp on Ricky Pearsall? Who does he remind you of?
That's tough. God, I don't know if I want to do that. Reminds me of myself, just a lot faster, a lot better, much better hands, can jump, can just do everything much better. I don't want to be held to that forever. I'll let him do that.
Look at Kyle with the self-deprecation. I love it, Stani. He didn't mean that.
Who? What was the name of the caller that said it sounded depressing last night?
No, I forget. I forget that. I use weird. You got to see the face. Yeah, they're happy. If no trade pops off, Stani, then nothing to see here.
That's kind of the way I'm looking at it, Gil, to tell you the absolute truth. How are 49er fans looking at it? 888-957-9570. If Cousins is still in play, Stani, you may get that four-day work week. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I was just kidding. More Kyle Shanahan. Evan, can you hit up that the sound from John Lynch, where it's the one that's about a minute long, where he talks about a lot of different aspects. Let's talk about this.
About a minute 50.
Okay.
And it's in response to the question about Ayuk and Debo and their future in San Francisco.
I know that we're continuing to have positive talks with BA. We are really efforting to get something done with him, and we're excited about continuing down that path. And Brandon being a part of this team, Debo is a part of this team and a big part of this team. So, like I said, we feel great about that group, and we feel like we just made it better with another really good addition to it who complements the group real well.
Close the door on a trade?
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we'll always listen, and we have, but we like our group as it stands.
Well, it's logical to think that it would have taken something in the first round for you guys to consider trading Brandon, and now the first round is over. That's unlikely that you would move him.
Yeah, I thought it was unlikely going into it, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen. You listen to everything. Everything's about trying to improve our team as much as we can for 2024 without jeopardizing 25 as much as possible. So that's everything you look into, and whenever that opportunity comes, whichever way, if you can improve your team, you do that. Sometimes it's hard to picture proving your team, though, without them.
The run on receivers getting big money, A.J. Brown, from Detroit, is that concerning when it comes to bringing in Ayuk, or is that something you just expected from the market?
Yeah, you expected that the market would take a bit of a leap this year. I think it surely has, and I think it tells you it's a premium position in our league right now. The ball's being thrown a lot, and we're asking these players to do a lot. So it's the reality, and you deal with that.
All right, that was John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan after taking Ricky Pearsall last night out of Florida with a 31st pick.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lynch updates the situation by saying, we expect to have Brandon Ayuk under contract. Debo Samuel's still a part of the team. We now have an extra receiver that we can start to incorporate in here. We got other positions in need we'll deal with down the line. And I guess what I'm saying is I kind of believe him. I believe him. I believe they're not going to move off one of their receivers.
Yeah, and hearing Jennifer say the value is, would be on the low if they did anything today, I totally get that. But also, too, Stani, maybe the philosophy is – a splash of the philosophy is changing in this sense. They feel like maybe they need to be obviously more explosive, but we'll see more three wide from the 49ers.
Maybe.
And this dude fit the bill.
Maybe. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, it's your day. What do you think about this pick? You surprised they took a wide receiver? You believe John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan that neither of the receivers who are under contract right now, Ayuk or Debo Samuel, are going anywhere. 888-957-9570. By the way, Goo, before we hit the break, it looks like did you make a bet with the afternoon guys about the Lakers?
We'll get to that
we got a minute. Why I brought it up at the end of the segment.
There was almost a bet. There's still some gray area to it.
What is your understanding of the bet?
There was no handshake.
Oh, okay.
But Willard thinks differently, and I'm sure Dibs does.
So but you bet him that they just win a game, right?
No, a series.
A whole series.
Yeah. Thinking they would not face Denver in the first round.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, they're only down 3 games to none.
I'll say this.
But they look like they're together.
Did you see A.J. Brown got an extension? So the price is going up. It's going to help Ayuk, you would think with the number he gets when it does happen, Stoney. So he got an extension yesterday, 3-year deal worth about $96 million. So I'm just saying, if I'm in Ayuk's camp and I'm his agent, cha-ching, like it's, you got it. And I'm not saying he's as good as A.J. Brown. He's not. But he hasn't done as much. But you got to believe his price is just going up if he's going to stay here, because you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, but not that kind of money, because he's not in that class. You know, remember, we went down the list yesterday. He's like,
well, that was the list of the made guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. You trying to get made.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go, Niner fans. What do you think? Are you excited today about the pick? Ricky Pearsall, the 49ers have selected a wide receiver out of Florida, and it doesn't look like any of their receivers are going anywhere, although I do want to get to this text from somebody on the Xfinity mobile text line, which is kind of interesting. Right. I want to run this by you on the other side. But 888-957-957 is the number. Let's talk a little NFL draft.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
95.7, The Game.
Here's the thing, and Deepa, you know this.
Ricky is a light.
You can't play wide receiver San Francisco unless you will block. If you don't block, you're not playing receiver there. So whoever it is, it needs to be good with the ball in their hands, which Pearsall is, and has to be tough and willing to block, which he'll do.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm calling for as much Bill Belichick sound as possible.
I didn't like that, Bill.
I love Bill Belichick.
I like what he's doing, his routine. He should be on the sideline. I didn't like him
giving him.
He sounded like a school teacher.
Give me the Cincinnati.
That's the Bill I like. You know, well, there were too many words from B-double.
888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about Ricky Pearsall, who the 49ers drafted. What about this? And I was just thinking about this, listening to Bill Belichick. But if it's true that the 49ers are the team that most asks their receivers to block, then don't you need a lot of them? Because they are more they play more physically than other wide receivers in the league, because they're asked to do things that are more physical than other receivers are asked to do. And so because of that, the price they pay might be on the injury front, and that's why they address depth at the wide receiver position, because they do ask their receivers to do more than just catch balls.
Jennings blocks well.
That's a great point.
So does Debo, but Stoney.
Debo's not the greatest blocker.
And you too. I just think something's imminent, man.
Yeah, now you're feeling frisky. I'm going to tell people why you're feeling frisky.
What?
I'm going to tell people.
Now, I told you about snitching. But that's not the reason.
My main man Dan Dibley comes in here
D-double
today and says, Steiny, I still think they're going to trade one of these guys. And I said, what? You think? And he said, yeah. And he cited the 21 and 22 personnel that they go to.
And the Mike Silver tweet.
Yeah. So Dibs thinks one of them still may be, and most likely it'll be Debo Samuel.
Yeah. And Buffalo, to our caller's point, if he hits that caller, forget his name, call us Monday to take your victory lap.
Buffalo's got the first pick in the second round, 33rd pick. Would the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk to Buffalo for the 33rd pick?
Or Debo Samuel.
Yes,
yeah.
Or Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Benji's in Irvine. What's up, Benji? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, after, the culture shock wore off,
It took a moment, but I keep forgetting. I get excited, the hype. There's no football, so I'm grabbing onto anything I can get. And I keep forgetting we're masters of the third and fifth round. Who actually cares about the first round other than the fifth-year extension?
Well, I mean,
That's how he's feeling.
But it's their first-round pick in 3 years, so that makes it a little more special, I would think, right? And then you have a first-round pick because of the Trey Lance.
But you look at the history of the draft, Tom Brady. You know, the diamonds in the rough, you find them today, right?
You know what? I forgot to ask Jennifer Lee Chan about Brock Purdy and his muscles.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting very strong.
Thickums. And what about when I see you Monday, Steiner, there'll be a new linebacker on the Niners, right? You got to think with what's going on with Greenlaw and his recovery. I mean, that's a big deal.
They'll have more than one offensive lineman.
How many picks did you say they have?
They have nine more left.
Damn. Okay. So you got nine. That's a lot.
Nine more left. Yeah. Let me ask 49er fans a simple question. When the 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall, what did you think it meant? If anything, for Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk? Did they bring this guy in to be a third wide receiver as a rookie, learn the system, and then figure out what they're going to do with that position in a year? Or do you look at... I just don't believe they're going to start a rookie wide receiver. I don't. I do not believe that they're going to go into this season starting a rookie wide receiver assignment,
and then he was in the slot, and then we saw more three wide. I just think he's going to be a part of this team moving forward, and how fast, if he's smart, Stoney, because I said he was smart, how fast he can pick it up. He's with his old former teammate and Brandon Ayuk if this pops off. But this is my takeaway. When I heard that pick, the position, I said, okay, one of the two are gone. I still think that. Until we find out tonight what pops off. But if not, my bigger takeaway is the Niners looked at themselves in the mirror, Kyle, and said, we have to get more explosive. I can't think of two wide receivers that complement each other that are vastly different than Brandon Ayuk and what he does, the more traditional type of receiver, and then the Swiss Army knife that is Deebo. But damn, Steiny, we forget, it's not just them. They got a hell of a tight end, and his name is George Kittle. But you know what he's doing a lot of the times? He's held back because he's blocking and helping that O-line. And if Jennifer says this draft doesn't have a lot of, like, O-linemen, good O-linemen, then I'm thinking, like, man, how much can they remedy? How much can they fix, you know, that offensive line at guard or center? But, Steiny, today's a big day.
Why?
Buffalo picks first, and if there's smoke and that's who needs the playmaker, then we could be driving home or wherever we're at, watering hole. I mean, fireworks could be going off.
Listen to what Steve Smith said, former Carolina Panthers receiver, on Pearsall.
Stop calling him Ricky Pearsall and call him what his real name is. Slick Rick is what they call him. Great vision, stands out. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Played with three different quarterbacks with three different styles of play. He's the go-to guy. His ability to adjust will be required in the services in the National Football League.
Hey. He feels like he can hit the ground running, Steiny.
Sounds to me like he's better than Ayuk and Deebo Samuel right now.
I'll give you one.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He speaks very highly of him, Steve Smith. But I don't know. I think Jennifer mentioned
his speed. So I believe he's faster than both of them. And I know Deebo gets fast when, you know, once he builds that speed up. Ayuk is not slow, but man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver out of Florida, selected by the San Francisco 49ers. And I guess the question now becomes, are they still considering trading one of their existing receivers? I think if we're reading tea leaves at 888-957-9570, it appears that Deebo Samuel might be more likely to be moved if they move either of the guys, but could they move Ayuk for the 33rd pick, which is the number one pick in day two of the draft today by the Buffalo Bills?
And maybe that's when you go get your corner, or what did Jennifer mention, or your secondary help, whatever they choose to do. But man, I'll say this, Donnie, and it might not be fair, but I can do it because we got till two. Let's just say we've seen Deebo Samuel's last game as a 49er. You got your ROI, your return on investment. Dude gave all of it to you. We saw him on the frozen tundra in the playoff game do what he did against the Packers. We saw him beat the Cowboys a couple times in the offs. So, I mean, if you think you want to go away from that or that has kind of run its course, we'll see. But I do get excited because I like, if they've added something to Ayuk and Deebo and this kid is all that and some, then Brock Purdy and the Niners, you know, that offense as a whole is going to take it to the next level.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Dan Dibley expecting something may still occur today. I think you think it might.
I came in feeling that way.
Yeah, you did.
You make some good points.
And it's fair that you started to come around. I get it. I get it. So you Jennifer, started to come around Jennifer to my was a way big of deal. Thinking and Jennifer's way of thinking. But
Michael
I'll tell you
Silver's
what.
The big boy. That's but the one that tweets, Donnie.
Dibley's bigger than Silver.
Silver is tapped in.
There's nobody that can talk about personnel.
I appreciate that.
There's nobody that can talk about personnel like Dibley.
Oh, I get that. He
just does not think there's room for this guy.
But talking personnel and getting info and rumors is different. Mike Silver's tapped in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And so is...
I know what you're doing. What you're not saying. And I'll tell you what.
I don't know I'm just telling you this man's job. He's got relationships.
And I'm just telling you that at 2:00 when we do what's bugging you.
Yeah. Oh, I got
I think Dibley's going to come down your road for the disrespect.
No, stop.
He learned the football trade from a guy named Lorenzo Neal. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I'm talking about sources.
He has those.
Oh, see, all right.
He just doesn't fake them.
He's not on the beat.
Yeah, he's better than on the beat.
Look at you.
Let's go to Lori in Phoenix, one of our favorites. Hey, Lori, how are you?
She'll tell the truth now.
Lori. Oh, boy.
What about, real quick, about Phoenix, Arizona?
What about
Kyler Murray, healthy?
Kyler Murray.
Marvin Harrison.
Right.
Dude, that's scary for the Niners. You better get some secondary help.
You know, it's still the great unknown of any rookie coming into this league.
That dude
I'm just saying.
Automatic, it looks like.
Kenny is in Concord. What's up, Ken? How you doing, man? Steve Smith Sr., fine, whatever. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
And I think that the pick, it was needed because every time Deebo gets hurt, the offense don't click, and we haven't had a guy since Jerry Rice, it wasn't a speed, but when you have speed, that puts the fear in the secondaries. And the guys that we had, they weren't polished speed guys. And now when Deebo gets hurt or Ayuk gets hurt, that the offense will still click.
That's one way to look at it, a little bit of an insurance
policy. I guess, Donnie, I'm not mad at him, but I don't ever want to waste a first-round pick because one of my studs has an injury history, you know?
Well,
the Geico.
But they didn't waste a pick because the caller thinks he's going to be Jerry Rice or somebody like him. He's very precise.
Yeah, Niners have had some misses at the wide receiver position. Shout out Dante Pettis. Remember him.
Was that Harbaugh?
No, that was
these guys? Was it these guys? Lori's in Phoenix. She's back. Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
So I just kind of wanted to, give my opinion on this whole thing. I think it's so funny how we get so excited for the draft and then one pick in, everybody's freaking out. I mean, obviously it was a surprise that that's the pick that they went with, but to me, obviously Kyle and John both, Kyle, I'd say more, saw something in this guy that they felt like they couldn't live without. I don't have a problem with that because he's going to be building a roster around players that they want. They're very particular about high character guys. This guy scored like a 98.6 in athleticism, which was probably the top of all the receivers in the draft, but two of the top ones didn't test. But that to me is big. I think to me, part of the thing is that with Ray Ray, I didn't like Ray Ray's reaction after that fumble in the Super Bowl. He seemed to kind of be nilly-willy about it, being like, player's going to play. I'm going to take my shot. He didn't take any responsibility for it. Whereas when CMC fumbled, the guy couldn't sleep for 3 days. So I think it's important that you have every position there, and they do need to address that punt returner. Now, do they need a cornerback more?
I don't know, maybe there was a better guy there, but we don't know how any of these guys are going to play out. To me, I'm not going to make a judgment until I actually see the guy take the field and play some football. I want to see how he fits, what Shanahan wants to do. He's a player that they held in high regard. So just because he went high and nobody thought he was going to go high doesn't mean he's going to be a Dante Pettis. Just because Dante Pettis was a high pick and he didn't work out, that has nothing to do with how this guy is going to fit in this offense. I like the pick. I like what I'm seeing about him. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
Lori, let me ask you this before you go. If Debo or Ayuk is moved, how would you feel? Would you be sad?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I'd much rather, I can't imagine that they're going to do that unless they know they're at an impasse with Ayuk. I want to see them all stay. I think this is, I mean, you're probably going to have to cut ties with one of them. And I would say Debo's probably going to be the one, but I don't see that happening until after the next offseason.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lori.
Good call.
I'm with you on most of that. Thank you very much for the call. 2018, it was the Dante Pettis was a second round pick, 44th pick. Overall in 2018.
Yeah, 19
which was
is
his
all
second,
bad.
Which was the second draft of Shanahan and John Lynch.
Yeah.
So there you have it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And it's an interesting day. Absolutely interesting day. The 49ers take a wide receiver.
And we both can admit right now, and the listeners,
we'll see.
If they do pull off this trade, Monday, we'll both look at each other and say, this is a gutsy move by a team that's on the cusp of trying to get back to the Super Bowl and hoist up that Lombardi, Stani. Whatever they and whoever they allow to take over, whoever would be moved, it would be gutsy. Because now I'm thinking the big three, and I'm throwing the rookie in there, but we got Jennings, obviously, who'll get a crack at it before. But, Stani, I don't see you trying to avenge a Super Bowl loss by sending one of these dudes away in Ayuk or Samuel.
I mean, just to argue against myself on this one, but if it's true that the 49ers, Shanahan and Lynch, don't think those receivers, for whatever reason, got enough separation.
PFF
last
said
year,
they didn't in the Super Bowl.
Maybe,
I beg to differ, but man.
Well, then maybe they think this guy can come in right away and
get
more separation. I mean, if that's the case, then is it within the realm of possibility that this guy, Ricky Pearsall, could be better than Ayuk or Debo Samuel? That defies
well, that
a
answer
lot of
would
logic
be revealed
as
if one
rookie.
Of them is traded, Stani. The answer
well,
would be yes to that then.
Well, and I'll agree with you. If they trade Brandon Ayuk
now
for the 33rd pick today, and they're going to head into the season with Debo Samuel and Ricky Pearsall, yeah, I would say that's kind of gutsy. What would 49er fans think of that at 888-957-9570? Let's go out to Jamie in San Carlos. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
All right, so I'm kind of on the same boat as you guys about this pick. You know, Ricky T, but I don't know if you guys know Christian Watson, who plays on the Packers, right?
A baller.
His dad's on Twitter, and he's pretty good with NFL picks. I just got off of Twitter with him. He told me that pick, the Niners got a dog, basically a bigger, faster Steve Smith.
A good dog.
Wow.
A good dog, not a bad dog, right?
Yeah. Yes, I row.
Yeah, shout out the Qs.
I mean, hey, man, if they got a bigger, faster Steve Smith, that's a hell of a pick.
Yes. And Steve was loving him. We heard Steve earlier, Stani.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Jamie in San Carlos.
Damn. I'm just saying, if the Niners feel the way, and obviously they do like Steve does, then if you part ways with a commodity that you think is, you know, baffling to some, but you got this guy you think and you know can do it, why would you pay Ayuk? Or you got to cut bait somewhere.
Well,
and Debo seems like to be the one. Now you got two Arizona State Sun Devils.
I mean, the one thing
as your receivers.
The one thing we haven't talked about is what if he did make a mistake? What if Pearsall wasn't on a lot of first round mock drafts?
Oh, Brock Purdy,
but he
Brock
was.
Purdy
no, I'm talking Trey Lance.
Oh.
Maybe they, you know, they just think he's a wide receiver version of Trey Lance. And what I mean by that is maybe that's how much they covet this guy. Maybe Kyle Shanahan, like Kyle Shanahan somewhere in his mind thought that even though Trey Lance hadn't gotten a lot of experience, that he knew more than anybody else and was going to be able to turn Trey Lance into a great quarterback. Right. That didn't happen. Well, what if the thinking with this kid is the exact same? He thinks he's going to be great. He thinks he might be already somebody who can step in and and be a wide receiver for their team. And there won't be any slippage between Pearsall and the other two receivers. I don't know. There's a lot that we got to find out yet. Yeah.
Uncle Looney says, Goose, Steve Smith had all the other wide receivers rated higher than Pearsall. So I don't know what to do with that, but we've heard the sound and the audio from Steve Smith Sr. Stoddy, he's juiced. And the Niners obviously are because they picked him.
Yeah, let's go to Ben. Ben's in Oakland. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Angry. Debo for a second rounder? Are you guys out of your mind? We're trying to win right now. I'm an A's fan, so I'm a little frustrated as it is. But it doesn't make any sense. The guy could play. He might not play. We're in our Super Bowl window. Look at the Rams. Yeah. They pushed all their chips in. They won the Super Bowl. They're good at drafting. We're great at drafting in the lower rounds. I can't even imagine getting rid of anybody when we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And it's just infuriating. The NFL picks never hit. Or not never hit. They almost up. I'm just so angry. Don't get rid of Debo.
Hold on.
Sundays won't be fun. Debo's amazing.
What about
maybe trade one of them? Maybe for an offensive lineman.
Well, what if they trade? What if they trade Ayuk? Does that matter? You don't want to see any of them go.
I mean, I want to win the Super Bowl. Trading Ayuk for a maybe? I don't care about the money. Again, look at the Rams. They put in all in. They paid everyone. Blah 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 blah. Boom. Last year, everyone was thinking if the Rams played the Niners, they might beat them. So, like, how could you possibly trade something that you know for something that you don't know when it's Super Bowl or bust? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense, and it's just making me angry.
Well, you know don't what? Be mad like yet. Nobody's been traded.
Be good, but,
yeah, don't be mad. I wouldn't
turn
worry
off the,
yet.
Well, don't turn off the
radio. I wouldn't worry yet.
But, yeah, nothing's happened yet, Stoney.
Although you might not want to listen 2-6.
Well, that was a draft.
I'm kidding. You want to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Because he got heated last night. That was a great show, Evan Grandy.
What happened?
Sterling Bennett. No, they just were passionate about their opinions in this pick. I thought you were tuned in.
I thought you said fight.
No, I didn't say fight. I said passion.
Oh. Yeah. Let's go to Sheeran. Sheeran's in Fremont. I hope I'm saying that right.
Hey.
Hey, Sheeran, how you doing? No. Hello. Oh, there you go.
Hey.
All right. It's four times. Fourth time we got.
It's Friday, Stoddy.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Stop.
It doesn't make it more acceptable. Usually, when people call into a radio show, it's because they want to talk on the radio with the host.
Yeah, there could have been some logistics. Boss coming.
The logistics is you're making a call.
I used to go to the restroom to do the call and then come back to work on the floor. And then somebody comes in. Yeah.
Would you be in a stall?
I've done it.
That's what you used to do with Pete Franklin?
Yeah, I'd be in a stall fully clothed. No slinky need.
Let's go to Tony. Tony's in the city. Hey, Tony, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you know, I'm happy with getting rid of someone, you know, Brandon or Debo. We lost the Super Bowl. We didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm trying to win another one. We lost. Mm. We need someone new. We need to do it on a budget if we can. We need to make some changes. What we have in place right now doesn't work. Thoughts?
Really? Doesn't work? They stubbed their toe a couple times.
Well, PFF said the combo
Debo,
I didn't see it. Didn't get a lot
season.
Of separation. So I'm just wondering if that went into Kyle Shanahan telling John we need to get more explosive, the former DB.
So one Pro Football Report has got you worried after –
No, if there's no trading and they're going to add this young man, Pearsall, to their unit, that's telling me, Stoney, they're not as explosive
I
thought.
But
and
you,
I get
but you
that.
Compared them to the 94 49ers.
Some others did too.
So
the whole playoffs, what did I say yesterday? What happened to that offense? And maybe we're getting our answer. Goo, they can't beat man covers like you think. Debo, you know, so. If that's reality, then I got to tip my cap on the pick.
888-957-9570 is the number. NFL Draft Day 2 is coming up later this afternoon, but the 49ers use their first pick, the 31st overall pick in the draft, to take Ricky Pearsall, a wide receiver out of Florida. 888-957-9570 is the number. Simple question, 49er fans. You like the pick? You like the pick? Do you feel like you know what they're trying to accomplish here, or has it become even more confusing after the first round? 888-957-9570. It's a Payday Friday on 95.7, The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.